Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, and the Obama administration revealed its domestic strategy against HIV/AIDS this week, and the plan has been met with mixed reception. Its goals, which some say aren't aggressive enough, include reducing the number of new HIV infections by 25% within 5 years, getting patients diagnosed and into treatment sooner, and devoting more resources to high-risk communities. The report acknowledges that increased investments are needed, but doesn't propose any major increases in federal funding. Here is President Obama announcing the plan earlier this week.
Fighting HIV/AIDS in America and around the world will require more than just fighting the virus. It'll require a broader effort to make life more just and equitable for the people who inhabit this earth.
But not everyone thinks that the administration's plan will make those broader efforts. Joining us now is Christine Campbell, Vice President of National Advocacy and Organizing for Housing Works, a group that is openly criticizing the president's plan. Also with us is Washington Post editorial writer Jonathan Capehart, who is a former member of the Daily News editorial board and was a policy advisor for Mayor Bloomberg's first mayoral campaign. Christine Campbell and Jonathan Capehart, welcome back to WNYC.
And good morning,
Brian. Thank you for having us.
Christine, Housing Works is very critical of this plan, calling it flawed and frustrating. What are the biggest points of disappointment for your group?
Well, you know, we're very happy that there is a plan. A lot of us activists have been fighting since 2006 actively to try to get a national HIV/AIDS strategy. Our challenge is that the goals are not ambitious enough. First and foremost, one of our biggest concerns is that their goal of reducing incidence by 25% by 2015 actually reduces the incidence to a level that where we thought it was about 3 years ago. Currently, 56,300 people are diagnosed each year with HIV. The new goal would be 42,225. So instead of having a new infection every 9.5 minutes, we'd have a new infection every 12.5 minutes. We don't believe that that's an ambitious goal. The other thing is, as Housing Works, one of our primary goals is to make sure that everybody who's living with HIV and AIDS has safe, secure, affordable, decent housing. And we have been doing work over the past 5 years to prove the science, to show the science how effective housing is as not only an intervention for healthcare outcomes, but also as an intervention for prevention and also addressing this health disparities. And in the strategy, housing is not mentioned as an intervention for prevention, where we know that if people are safely housed, they will not engage in behaviors that put them at risk for HIV.
Jonathan Capehart, you don't seem to be as critical of the plan, but in a piece you wrote this week, you called it familiar. Why did you choose that word?
I called it familiar because in writing about the epidemic here in Washington, where, I mean, it's a raging inferno here, where at least 3% of the population, total population, is living with HIV/AIDS, which is considered by the World Health Organization to be a severe epidemic. And this national policy is familiar because there are a lot of good things going on here in Washington and in other places around the country that this national policy is now adopting. If anything, this national policy is bringing the federal government in sync with what's happening at the local level. And so, you know, bringing down the rate of infection, linking people to healthcare, HIV/AIDS treatment within 3 months of their diagnosis. These are all things that are happening here in Washington, and now that the federal government has taken that on as a national priority is a good thing. I don't mean it as a criticism. I mean it as a positive development.
How does it change anything from the Bush administration, Jonathan?
Well, the Bush administration, its focus was fighting the epidemic around the world in its program called PEPFAR, Presidential Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. And that is a program that has gotten incredible reviews both at home and abroad for linking people to treatment in places where the epidemic is raging at the level or even, you know, worse than what's happening here in Washington. President Bush, however, didn't have the same focus that President Obama had when it has now when it comes to the domestic AIDS fight.
Christine, do you have a different interpretation of how Obama is changing the direction of AIDS policy from the Bush administration?
Well, there is more of a focus on domestic, and we're very pleased with that. And not to argue with Jonathan too much, but even with PEPFAR right now, we're seeing incredible cuts in PEPFAR funding and things of that nature. So PEPFAR has a lot of work to do.
Remind us what PEPFAR refers to.
Said,
PEPFAR is?
Presidential Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief.
Thank you.
But that being said, we're very happy that now that the United States does have a plan to address the epidemic, seeing as the United States required that other countries that we allotted money to had a plan, and now we have a plan. Our biggest concern is that we are in danger of this plan being successful and us still having a raging epidemic. If we're not actually working to end the epidemic, but working to just manage it, we're in trouble. There's not a specific goal in either the strategy or the implementation plan for a cure. So there's increase in research, but there's not necessarily a goal to actually have a cure. There's not enough emphasis on looking at the structural context in our community, racism, poverty, homelessness, that allow this epidemic to thrive. So we are in danger of having a successful plan, implementing the goals as laid out in the strategy, yet still in 2015 have a raging epidemic. And our goal is to make sure that we actually end this thing, that we actually come to a day, as the vision statement says, where cases are few and far between, and that those who do obtain HIV have access to quality care, treatment, services, housing, and that we, as a behavioral thing, that if people just behaved right, they'd be better. But we look at the structural context in our communities that would actually end the epidemic.
Jonathan, go ahead.
Brian, you know, Jeff Crowley, the head of the Office of National AIDS Policy, was asked this question about, you know, why weren't the goals more aggressive than they are? And his response, I thought, was a good one, which was we wanted goals that were actually achievable, that sometimes, you know, of course, they would love for they're pushing for a cure, and they would love for there to be a cure. They would love to be able to say we want to reduce HIV, the rate of infection, by 50% by 2015. But he said sometimes, you know, aggressive goals end up becoming aggressive goals just for the announcement's sake, and, you know, it's not even possible to reach those. So their push was to come up with goals that were actually achievable.
But when we set aggressive goals for something like eliminating mother-to-child transmission, we were actually able to hit those. Whereas I hear the comments of Crowley, and I actually very much respect Jeff Crowley. We've worked very closely with him through Housing Works and the Campaign to End AIDS to actually push this forward, and we've actually been able to meet with him several times, so access was not a problem. But still, if you're not setting the aggressive benchmarks and moving the ball in a way that we know it can be moved, this is very much a preventable disease.
Christine,
and if we're not setting those aggressive benchmarks, then, like I said, we're in danger of meeting our goals and still having a raging epidemic.
Jonathan, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we're all in a you mentioned the 56,300 people every year for the last decade who have seroconverted from HIV negative to HIV positive. And the concern for the administration, I think rightly, is that while it's plateaued or it's held steady, you have so many people who are living or transitioning from HIV to full-blown AIDS, and the cases now, I believe it's 1.1 million people. I think that any plan that reduces the number of people who go from HIV negative to HIV positive, and thus reducing the number of people who go from HIV positive to living with full-blown AIDS is something that should be championed. Could the goals be more aggressive? Absolutely, but I do agree with the administration's tact that it's better to go for a goal that is achievable than to push for one that everyone knows isn't achievable but makes everyone feel good.
We have just a few more minutes talking about President Obama's new domestic anti-HIV AIDS policy announced this week with Christine Campbell from Housing Works and Jonathan Capehart from The Washington Post. And Christine, you mentioned the underlying factors that contribute to the spread of the HIV epidemic. And I want to play the clip again that we started with at the beginning of the segment of President Obama, and listen to what he emphasizes here.
Fighting HIV/AIDS in America and around the world will require more than just fighting the virus. It'll require a broader effort to make life more just and equitable for the people who inhabit this earth.
Now, that was a global, not just a domestic take, but he said it will require a broader effort to make life more just and equitable for the people who inhabit this earth. That's not a medical statement. That's a social justice statement, an equity statement that has underlying implications for the spread of the disease, which is what you were emphasizing before. Do you see that in this policy?
We don't see it directly being addressed in term, but we're hoping that, you know, each of the government agencies have 150 days to put out detailed plans on how they're going to move that forward. So we're hoping that some of the federal agencies like HUD, like HHS, like CDC, Department of Labor, Education, will actually come on board and develop, if not aggressive goals, then aggressive actions that are actually going to actually work to stabilize some of our communities. We'll look at some of the social justice and human rights aspects of this epidemic. Right now, the way the plan, the strategy, and the implementation plan are written, it is not as clear as we would like to see it.
Jonathan, same question.
Bob, you know, the president also issued a presidential memorandum, which this is another thing that makes this plan very interesting. There's presidential power behind this. The president has ordered six agencies to deliver to him, as Christine just said, how they're going to implement this national strategy within 150 days. And then every year for the next 5 years, Jeff Crowley or whoever his successor is, if he's no longer in the position, the head of the Office of National AIDS Policy will have to report to the president on the progress of the national plan. And so in 150 days, whereas, you know, right now the federal implementation plan might seem a little vague and might not have enough specifics for Christine and others, in 150 days we are going to find out very clearly where the administration and these six agencies are, how they're going to implement this plan in some very specific ways. And hopefully they will be in ways that address the real and legitimate concerns that Housing Works and others are expressing.
Jonathan Capehart, Washington Post editorial writer, formerly a member of the Daily News editorial board here in New York, and one-time policy advisor for Michael Bloomberg in his first mayoral campaign, and Christine Campbell, vice president of national advocacy and organizing for Housing Works. We will see how the Obama anti-HIV AIDS plan develops through his administration. Thank you both for coming on.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, still to come. Why, this is a good weekend for getting rid of some of your e-waste around New York City, electronic waste, and what to do about that New York City street tree in your neighborhood that may be suffering in the heat and humidity. Stay with us.